Senator, how are you?
Good morning. I'm speaking to you today from the Senate floor.
All right. What's going to be going on there today?
Well, we have Abate out front going to do their annual motorcycle protest about the helmet law. And a number of other interesting things.
Senator, as a former law enforcement official, what's your take on that? It looks like there's a lot of support to repeal that and end that law. Where do you stand and how do you see it ending up?
Well, you know, as somebody who spent 31 years for Eaton County Sheriff's Office, I can tell you that I developed a very strong belief after seeing many, many accidents that the helmet only helps you under 35 miles an hour. When you get up into higher speeds, it really doesn't help. And I don't have a problem with people 21 and older with the proper training not wearing a helmet. I know it has decreased our tourism and cost us some tax dollars.
Senator Gretchen Whitmer introduced the sinking fund bill yesterday. She states that this legislation would provide schools with greater flexibility to improve programs. What do you think?
Well, there's always been a big contention over that. The business groups feel that it will increase their taxation. They'll have to pay more in, and so that probably, I'm speculating, won't get a lot of traction.
Representative Bill Rogers talked about his teacher and tenure bill this morning on the program. Have you looked into that bill yet?
Well, I believe there's actually four tenure bills, and I do believe that tenure could be tweaked a bit. Certainly, even teachers will tell you that they want to get rid of bad teachers. But there's some things in those four bills that I think are a little drastic. One was getting rid of seniority. And, you know, I got seniority when I was 16 years old and I went into a restaurant. And, you know, if there was a layoff, the longer you stayed, the people underneath you got laid off. And so I do think getting rid of seniority is unreasonable.
There is an ombudsman for the state of Michigan who believes that wrongly classified prisoners cost almost $14 million to taxpayers. Do you agree with that?
Well, yes, I think that's a good possibility, and I'm very happy to report that we have a new director at the helm, former sheriff from Jackson, Dan Hines, and I'm sure that he will look into that. His mission from the governor is to go into MDOC and see where we can save money.
Senator, also wanted to get your take on the bridge. The last time we talked, you really hadn't decided where you were going to support, which side you were going to support. You wanted more information. Did you learn anything on Mackinac Island last week that would lead you to a decision?
Well, I still have not been presented with a bill that has made it through transportation. So I, you know, before I commit, I want to read the bill that I'm going to be voting on. I still stand neutral, but I'm listening to both sides, and I got to tell you, there's an awful lot of half truths and out and out lies going around. In fact, the billionaire on the one side, I believe, manufactured a mailing into my district and said, "Call Rick. He's trying to raise your taxes," and you know, outrageous stuff.
So you believe that the Maroon family was the money behind that?
In fact, I talked with one of the Maroons on the island, one of their people, and I said this mailing was done by Americans for Prosperity. The radio ads were done, but I know who's financing this. This is way too much money for that organization. And he shook his head yes.
I want to talk about the bill that would make it tougher to put kids in foster care. Where does that stand?
Well, we're still doing the final touches on it with the probate judges. And I think it's not really a bill to make it harder to put a child in foster care. I would rather say it's a bill to make sure that we only take children away from their parents if they are in true imminent danger. And I think that's the key. We all know what happened with the situation with the University of Michigan professor at the Detroit Tiger game. Kind of a nerdy professor didn't know he was buying his little 7-year-old boy a Mike's Hard Lemonade. He didn't know that they had such a thing.
And update us on your bill that would outlaw bath salts.
Well, that is, I believe, on the fast track. That's over in the House, and I hope that that's passed in the next 2 weeks. Continue to lobby them over there to move that very fast, because that substance is absolutely killing people, and it's very dangerous.
I know something that kind of irritated you was the fact that there was a gentleman who won $2 million in the lottery, and he was still collecting food stamps. Where are we with that story?
Well, I've been all over that with DHS, asking for changes, asking if they need legislation. And they reported to me that, unfortunately, because most of that money is federally funded, that they have to abide by federal rules, and they're asking for a change in federal rules. And I will continue to look into it. We just had a story break where the man in the UP allegedly used his bridge card to buy lobster steaks and Mountain Dew and then sold it at half price to a man. Now, that is a crime already, and I understand that he's being charged.
And finally, before we let you go, I want to get your take on a interesting issue that was talked about on the island, and that was using the resource of the Great Lakes to help grow business here in the state of Michigan, and more specifically the imports and exports, especially the exporting of goods and services. What do you think about that?
I'm not sure where you're going with that. The resources of the Great Lakes.
Well, it was discussed that Michigan should be more of a hub for exporting goods. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we should be a hub for exporting agricultural products. We're one of the finest agricultural states in the nation. And certainly our car parts and all the things that we make here in Michigan, we should be a hub for exports. And I just wanted to make sure you weren't talking about exporting Great Lakes water.
No.
Never support that.
Well, that's been a topic, too. It was recently raised by John Gallagher in the Detroit Free Press. What would you think about a pipeline pumping water out of the Great Lakes to other parts of the country?
I'm absolutely a no on that, and I would fight it with every ounce of energy I have. There is no way that water stays here. And eventually, the jobs will come here because of the water.
State Senator Rick Jones, thanks so much. Enjoy your day.
Okay, you too.